You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, episode number 21. I know that there are a lot of experts out there who are amazing to learn from, but I always find myself burning out on how-to podcasts filled with tips and tricks. I love them, but it's just too much for me sometimes. I start thinking about everything that I've been doing wrong and everything that I need to do better. So I've been really intentional about creating this show to inspire women and to start conversations, not to act as a rule book with which to measure how well you are living. That said, I have had a lot of people tell me that they really like episodes where I provide concrete tools like downloadable guides and quizzes to help you make some changes if that's what you're looking to do. So in this shorty solo episode, I'm going to talk about figuring out where to start simplifying your life.
You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, where we understand that needing less helps us to be so much more. Entrepreneur and sustainability advocate Meg Ross will help you to break down how to create more space in your life. Get ready to hear from strong women who are redefining what living well looks like. If you've dreamed of being present, cutting the clutter, and putting an end to the busyness, this is the place to be. Here's your host, designer, motivator, and simplicity enthusiast, Meg Ross.
So you've heard me talk about this before. When trying to better yourself in any way, it is so easy to get overwhelmed. There's just so much information and so many options that it seems impossible to find the right things to do to make all of the right changes and then, you know, actually sustain them. Especially when you're trying to simplify your life, this overwhelm is so destructive and just absolutely discouraging. So I'm here to tell you, first of all, there is no one absolutely right way to start living a simple and sustainable life. You need to figure out what this looks like for you in your own life. And this is likely going to change throughout the different seasons of your life. And secondly, I'm going to help you cut through all of the noise to find out which area of your life you should start simplifying. We all suffer the consequences of having overly full and cluttered lifestyles. However, the clutter and baggage in some aspects of our life might be weighing us down more than in others. You might be feeling generally tired and overwhelmed and not really able to pinpoint why, and you don't know where to start. But don't worry, I've got you covered. Here are the four starting spaces in which I have seen dramatic changes when I focused on simplifying them in my own life. Number one, my closet. Number two, my kitchen. Number three, my calendar. And number four, my mind. So let's dive into each of these spaces and figure out how to identify if they need some simplifying and some ways that you can get started doing just that. So first, let's start with your closet, because this is something that you've heard me talk about on this show before. I'm a huge believer in cleaning out your closet, and not just your clothing closets, guys. All places that collect clutter counts as a closet. Here are some ways to know if it's time to clean out your closet. You can never find what you're looking for. You feel like you never have anything to wear, and you are guilty of keeping clothes that don't fit you. I know that I was guilty of all three of these things before I cleaned out my closet for good. But here's the thing, guys. A nice overdue annual spring cleanout is not going to do the trick here. You really need to feel the freedom of having a clean closet and a curated closet. And to do this, you need to change your mindset about what you actually need. For me, this looked like taking a long, hard look at my own lifestyle and what kinds of clothing I actually wanted to wear to conquer all the things on my to-do list. And I'll be honest here, I gave away a lot of jeans because let's just face it, jeans are not very comfortable and I'm rarely caught in them in the comfort of my own home. I found out that a loungewear capsule was going to fit my lifestyle needs the best because it allowed me to be comfortable and confident when working from home. And also, it was mostly what I wanted to be wearing for the majority of my weekend activities. And I actually found that there was not loungewear on the market that I was looking for, loungewear that could actually also be workwear. And obviously, it needed to be ethically and sustainably made. So I designed a loungewear capsule for my label, 956 Studio. And if you're interested, you can learn all about that in episode 17. And you guys, if you are interested in any of our loungewear capsule pieces, check out our campaign today, because our pre-sales end in 1 week, October 25th. You can stop by the link in our show notes if you think loungewear as a capsule could help you out big time. And if you aren't sure yet, you know where to start figuring it out. Think about how you spend most of your time and what clothing you want to be wearing. Think about the clothing you are always reaching for. Why are you drawn to those pieces? And when you're ready to take action, you can visit www.9956studio.com. That is the website for my clothing label, and I have a free guide on there called 8 Ways to Make a Capsule Wardrobe Actually Work for You, and it's awesome to get you started. On to the second space that might need some simplifying, your kitchen. Eating well to fuel our bodies is so important, more important than a lot of people realize. You might need to start simplifying your kitchen if you feel like you are always bloated, are always getting sick, are always feeling tired. There are millions of theories out there about the best way to eat, and so many podcasts focus solely on health and nutrition. And I have found that, like everything else, the perfect diet doesn't work for every person. It looks different for everyone. But this is widely agreed upon, that the more natural your foods, the healthier you are. That is why my husband and I have agreed on a whole foods diet. Not exclusively, but I try to keep our food as simple as possible by starting with foods in their most whole and least processed form. The kitchen has been the most difficult space for me to avoid overwhelm. When my dad got sick, I was desperately searching for the right diet to cure his cancer. Talk about stressful, you guys, and really just not healthy from a mental standpoint. But we found that the plant-based diet really did help boost my dad's immune system and reduce inflammation, which are both necessary things our body needs to fight off cancer cells. However, my dad's cancer was too far advanced to be cured this way, but I know that I will never regret how much effort and time we put into making the healthiest diet that we could for him. If I could give one piece of advice to anyone who is starting down the path of changing your diet, it would be this. Dig in, do the research, but at the end of the day, know that there's going to be a lot of conflicting theories out there, and you'll probably have to try a lot of different things, and you'll have to pay attention to what foods make you feel good. I personally do not believe that there is one magic diet that works for everybody. So definitely get started, but know it's going to be some trial and error, guys. You're not just going to start a new diet and it's going to work perfectly for you within 2 weeks. I just don't think that's how we really sustain lifestyle changes. For me, I believe the best place to start simplifying your kitchen is to get rid of all of your processed foods. I think everyone can agree that chemicals and man-made additives are not natural or healthy for us. So start actually reading the ingredients on your canned and boxed foods, you guys. Actually read the ingredients list. The fewer ingredients, the better. And the more ingredients you know what they actually are, that's better too. You're also going to need to block off some more time in your week to devote to your meal planning. This is something I had to learn. I really had to adjust my routine to compensate for time I wanted to be spending meal planning. When it comes to a healthier diet, preparation is key. The third space that might need some simplifying in your life is your calendar. And you guys, this is a biggie. If you are feeling like you are always making plans, you always have something going on, you can never actually get all of your work done, it might be time to start looking at your calendar. This was a really tough one for me because I am the yes gal, and I can imagine that you might be too. It's just fun to say yes to everyone and to everything. I know that I always want to please people and be everything to everyone. And honestly, that just left me feeling depleted and like I never was enough. Because you guys, at the end of the day, we are never going to be able to be everything for everyone. It's not possible. And really, we shouldn't actually want to be. I know I kept trying to stretch further and further to fill everyone else's needs, and that just left me neglecting my own needs. When you say yes to everything, you are actually saying no to some pretty important things, like time for yourself, time to recharge, time to connect with the ones who are closest to you. And if you say no to those things long enough, they really start to take their toll on your health, mentally, physically, and emotionally. The first step to start making space in your calendar for you again is to first recognize that this is not selfish to do this. You guys, we need to take care of ourselves so that we can be the best version of ourselves for those around us. I know that I want to be showing up 100% for those I love. And when I don't take time for self-care and I'm not focused on me, I don't feel balanced. And I definitely don't show up as the best version of myself for those who deserve it most. Don't feel like you need to clear your calendar right away. But next time you have the opportunity to make a plan or to say yes to someone, consider what it would look like if you said no. Would you be able to say yes to something that was more important to you? The fourth and last space that you might need to make more space in is your mind. You might need to make more space in your mind if you feel fatigued all the time and only ever want to watch TV and lay around, if you get frequent headaches or feel anxious all the time. Obviously, this is a pretty heavy topic to dig into, but let me try to make it a little bit lighter for you by sharing how I justified my scatterbrained and forgetful self to my husband when he was giving me a hard time for forgetting something that we had just talked about. I said to him, "My brain is like a jar filled with fireflies, and they're all buzzing around and bumping into each other all the time. There's just so many of them in there. And there are a lot of fireflies in this jar, and so it's hard to track down and focus on just one. Whereas his brain is like a jar with only one firefly, so it's very easy for him to focus on this firefly. And you guys, this is kind of just a difference between men and women. Not always, but generally speaking, I think we can all agree on that. And there's not one right or wrong way. It's just important to recognize the differences. And if you are like me and feel like your mind is a jar full of fireflies, you might like this different visual that Headspace gives. Headspace is an app for meditating, and they give a different visual. They explain thoughts like cars driving down a road, and you are trying to run and chase and catch each car as they fly by. You are frantically running from one to the other, trying to track them all down, and you're just never able to do it. When I heard this, I was like, yep, that's my brain, totally. And this is where I have found meditation to be a really helpful tool. And I really do like the app Headspace, especially if you're a beginner, guys. And I'm not being paid to say this, even though I probably should be for how much I talk about this app. But I just really love it because it explains the purpose of meditating and it breaks it down so that it's way easier to grasp. Headspace says that when you meditate, you can learn to kick back on the side of the road and let all of the thoughts pass you by. And this lets your mind actually rest and be at peace. I have been able to make more space in my own cluttered mind by practicing a morning routine. Courtney Carver calls this habit stacking. You develop one good habit, and then another, and then another, and you just stack these habits onto each other to form a wellness routine that you love. My wellness routine starts with 10 minutes of meditating with Headspace, followed by 10 to 15 minutes of journaling, followed by 10 to 15 minutes of reading, and rounded out with some sort of exercise. Practicing this wellness routine really sets the tone for my days. I have found that routines are so important in helping me to live intentionally. Not a strict schedule that I need to stick to, but a routine that I love that helps me accomplish all of the things that I want to. I highly recommend starting some sort of wellness routine, whatever that looks like for you. And take Courtney Carver's advice. Start small with developing one wellness habit, and then start stacking more until you have a routine that you really like. You don't have to just devote 2 hours of your day to this wellness routine, you guys. Start small and then grow. It really helps you move intentionally throughout your day. And there you have it, the 4 places you can start to simplify your life. And remember that the first step towards success is actually just to start. You have to start where you are right now and stop waiting for the perfect time, because friends, that time will never come. Simplifying looks different for everyone. There isn't a roadmap that you can follow, which makes it even more challenging for someone like me who craves the validation and the assurance of being told that I'm doing something the right way. But that doesn't mean you can't do it. And it's super helpful to know where to start. You can't do it all at once. A big thing for this gal when it comes to simplifying is avoiding that overwhelm that I was talking about. I hope this episode was helpful in breaking down the different ways that you can start to simplify. It is very difficult and not very effective to try to change everything at once. And a big place people get stuck then is deciding where to even start. So they put off starting anything at all. In the show notes for this episode, you can find a quiz that I created to help you figure out which of these 4 starting spaces is the one you should focus on first. To take the quiz and find your very own starting space, visit www.simplylivedinpodcast.com. I hope you guys find this quiz to be super helpful in knowing where to start making some positive change. If this episode has helped you to not feel so overwhelmed when it comes to simplifying your lifestyle, please leave us a review on iTunes. These reviews are super important when it comes to growing this show and spreading our message. You guys rock. And remember that you definitely can begin to simplify your lifestyle. Just take it one step or space at a time. And until next time, Simply listeners, keep showing up as you are for a life that is simply lived in.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Lived In podcast. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at simplylivedinpodcast.com. If you love the show, please share with your friends. Help us to spread the power of simplicity. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep up your quest for less.